Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Joining us on the line right now is Dave Bossy, who was a former deputy campaign manager to the Trump campaign and is the president of Citizens United. Dave, thanks for joining us here. You've had a chance to see Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon up close and personal from during the campaign days. A lot of people, I think, were surprised at sort of the warmth that existed between these two, because that's not what we've been led to believe by many in the mainstream media.
Well, that's for certain. We had a very unique circumstance at the campaign, and it's kind of a trial by fire and quite honestly, necessity. We found ourselves in a position. I was the deputy campaign manager. Steve Bannon and I have been business partners and have worked together for, 7-8 years. And I've known Ryan. So I'm actually the Maryland National Committeeman, so I'm on the RNC. And so I know both of them very well, and they're both amazingly smart guys who are very capable at their jobs. And so what we always did every day was just try to do the next right thing for the candidate, then Mr. Trump. And we did it as a team, and we took that approach. Now, we didn't all agree on everything, and that's clear that it's good that you don't agree on everything either, by the way, on a campaign or in the White House. But these two men are dedicated to work together. These two men are incredibly smart, have the agenda of the president in mind every day when they wake up, and that's what they go to work to do. They're not interested in the fighting.
And that was something that I know I went to go see the two of them yesterday speak together with Matt Schlapp. And the air from people who were going to go see this, oh, we got to see Bannon and Priebus. Oh, I want to see this. People were expecting fireworks. So it was a surprise to a lot of the people in that room. It was a surprise to me that it was really almost like a sit around the campfire, sing kumbaya and roast marshmallows type of event. However, in hindsight, it is nice to not see any this infighting and some kind of disarray. Presenting a united front, I think, is very important and ultimately was a very welcome surprise. So I like seeing that, and I think that was really nice.
And that's a great look. That's, a great perspective, and I think that's what they were trying to do. And let's not sugarcoat it. These two men have, quite honestly, the two toughest jobs in America today, and they're trying to do and lift an economy, and they're trying to lift a country, literally on their shoulders. And it is a big, daunting task. So let's not think that every day is they're going to be holding hands. But at the end of the day, they are not interested in power for power's sake themselves, and they are there for the president first and foremost. And that, when you have your priorities in order, that you are there to serve the president and his agenda, that is a big, big thing that you bring to the table every day as part of a team. And that's what the president likes to see. He loves it when people give him disparate ideas on a specific topic where they're going to be around the table. That's his style, by the way. I think everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about what the president said this morning on Twitter. He's apparently very angry about, and I can understand why, all of the national security leaks that have occurred. And he's actually sort of attacking the FBI for being unable to find and stop these leaks. And he says even those that are within the FBI itself, he is urging them to get busy and stop these leaks. I would imagine what you know about this president is that he probably doesn't have a lot of patience for these kinds of things.
Yes, he is a man who says what he means and means what he says, and that's one of the reasons why he won, because people are tired of your average politician who just says whatever needs to be said. But to your question, yep. Yes, he is incredibly dedicated to run the White House and to run the government the way it needs to be done, and he thinks that the leaks harm him and that the leaks are not helpful to his overall effort. So that's one of the reasons that he's asked over the last several weeks for investigations of the leaking, right, to try to put a stop to it. And so clearly that's not working, and now he's taking a little bit more forceful approach. And I think that
anymore. And I appreciate it, but I'm wondering, does anybody look at the tweets before they go out, or is it just the president straight to the people?
Sir, this morning I don't. I wasn't there, but I can tell you, historically, it is him to the American people directly. He is somebody who believes in taking the message directly to the American people. It's what he feels that allowed him the platform to win, quite honestly, and that he doesn't feel he needs to change that. So, don't get me wrong, during the day when people are around, I'm suspecting that, today he would talk to somebody about it, but he doesn't feel he needs to. He feels that he understands and has his finger on the pulse of the American people, of what's going on and what they want to hear. And he also understands and is frustrated by the media coverage. So he tries to go over the media directly to the American people. He tries to change the narrative when the media is running stories that he believes are just, quite honestly, false or how he terms it, fake news. And he tries to put out news that then will be covered. And so it's a tactical thing for him.
We have to leave it right there because our time is up. But Dave Bossy, what a pleasure. Please come back and join us again.
Anytime. Thanks very much for having me.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.